Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbanan Klal Yudalet, and we're discussing and now the halachas of Sheleg and Kerach, which has been crushed to produce water. And this is Siman Yud. So we gave an introduction yesterday about the three ways to understand why the Gemara says it's also to crush the ice to produce the water. And the third explanation was based on the concept known as Narlo. So the first explanation was Rashi, that you're creating water. The Rambam, which says it goes under the issue of Issa Darbanan, it approximates the process of squeezing, etc. And the third explanation was from the Sefer HaTruma, one of the Rishonim, which says that the problem is a form of Narlo. So the issue is not the actual act of doing it, but it's that you cannot use the result, and that's what the Gemara is really discussing, that is that the result is not permitted to use. We explained it, and I see from some feedback that it needs a little more clarification. So we're going to step into the world of Muksa and Narlo for today. The Torah says, V'hechinu es asher yaviyu, that food which is used for Shabbos has to be prepared for before Shabbos. So there is any physical actions which need to be done, which might go into the world of malachas, have to be done before Shabbos. But besides that, Chazal understand that there is the idea that anything which is used for Shabbos has to have been designated for use before Shabbos. Maybe a way to understand that a little bit is that when you're preparing a banquet for the king, everything that you're going to be used is thought about beforehand. You don't wait till the last minute and decide we're going to start using X, Y, and Z. We decided beforehand that we're going to be using this type of silverware, that type of plate, this type of tablecloth. Everything is decided well in advance. And then you actually use it at the time, but the decision that's going to be used is made earlier on. So what we use on Shabbos are things which we've decided before Shabbos that we plan to use them. They're muchan for usage on Shabbos. The opposite of muchan is known as muksa, things which are not designated for use. They have not been decided upon. So Rav Shimon's opinion is that the most things a person has in their possession, they always have in the back of their mind that they plan to use it if needed. So that minimizes the concept of the concerns of muksa. Rav Yehuda disagrees, and Rav Yehuda says that we need a more active act upon this person's part to decide before Shabbos that he plans to use it for Shabbos, and then he can use it on Shabbos. The example which we gave yesterday, a person has a talis store in their basement. According to Shimon, he always has in the back of his mind that he might want to use it for himself. So that means when he now comes to use it for himself on Shabbos, it's an item which has been planned from before Shabbos to be used if needed. According to Yehuda, he did not have that in mind, and therefore, it was set aside for business purposes, which can't be done on Shabbos. So this item has not been planned to be used for Shabbos. Now, all of a sudden on Shabbos, he wants to decide to use it. So you're taking something which wasn't in the planning and starting to use it on Shabbos. That's a problem of it's not muchan. It's considered muksa. There are certain types of muksa which Chazal introduced because Chazal wanted to minimize people interacting with certain things. There are muksas which we always assume that it's not designated. Something like rocks or sticks, they're not really things which a person has prepared. If a person will do an act to designate them, they lose their muksa status. There are certain things which are usher to use, and that takes them out of the realm of being mukhan. But here we're discussing things which theoretically could be used. The question is, does a person plan to do that or not? Okay, now, we could argue that makes sense when you're talking about something which exists before Shabbos. And the question was, did you have it in mind or not? So Shimon says you had it in mind, or Peter says you didn't have it in mind. Something which the nature is, it's food, everybody agrees you have in mind, even though you didn't actively think about, you plan to eat this apple. But the food that you have in mind that you might be using it for Shabbos, and that's sufficient to give it its status of muchan. Let's say something does not exist before Shabbos. So you can't say you planned and prepared it from before Shabbos. It didn't exist yet. It only came into being on Shabbos. So it's going to be lacking the status of being muchan due to the fact that it only came into existence on Shabbos. So that's the problem of Narlo. See, even we could argue, even according to Shimon, who says you have in mind, and therefore you've designated and prepared these things and plan to use them, that's things that you can designate and prepare and plan. The things which you cannot designate because they don't exist yet, the problem of Nerlud should take them away. And that's the argument why Nerlud is going to be more chomer than regular Mutzah. And even Rav Shimon, which is not concerned about these scenarios of Mutzah, is concerned about Nerlud. We need to clarify some more points about this Mishnah, and we will continue this into the next shiur. It's not the topic of Shechita, but it's worthwhile to understand these concepts of Mukzah. Meanwhile, have a good day.